December 9th marks the 25th anniversary of Black Panther revolutionary journalist and death row political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal's abduction from the community and his family for political reasons. He is one of thousands, if not millions, of black people who are in this situation, either as a political prisoner or as a political victim of America's war crimes on the black community. Mumia sits on death row for killing a police officer, although evidence shows that the caliber of the bullet that killed the police officer didn't fit Mumia's gun. Another man confessed to committing the murder. The presiding judge, Sabo, said that he was going to, quote unquote, help fry the nigger, as well as police coercion and some more. Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and myself, Minister of Information, JR, talked to Mumia about the 25 years that the government took from his life. Check it.
As we speak, we are literally on the heels of honoring the birth or the anniversary of Black Panther Party. We're also embarking on some dates that I wish I didn't have to talk about or have to deal with. Because of dates, one date, December 13th, would be March the 1 year date after the state of California executed Brother Stanley Tucci Williams. Mm-hmm. December 4th, 37th year after the assassination of Deputy Chairman Fred, Defense Captain Mark Clark. And December 9th, mm-hmm. March 25 years. After you yourself were literally kidnapped by the state of Philadelphia, if you can, you know, touch on each one of those dates. You know what I'm saying? The significance of those dates, and what message the state is to send us with those dates, and what message we got to send as the people.
Well, you know, when you were mentioning those dates, what came to mind for me was how every year, for at least the last decade, at least, people all across the country and in other parts of the world have celebrated Black August. And
this call is from a correctional institution and is subject to monitoring and recording.
And even I have participated and written about it and talked about it. But I've always been, I guess, impressed by the simple truth that no one month can encapsulate our people's struggle. No one month, even though August is certainly a number of great things happened and significant things happened in our people's history, our people's long history. Every month in the year is a month to be remembered for many of the reasons that you discussed right there. Every month in the year, every day in the year has significance because after 500 years, you know, here in the wilderness of North America, how could it not be significant? Many of those events evoke memories of resistance. Some of them are heartrending, and some of them inspire us. But every one of them are about our people's continuous struggle for freedom against tremendous odds.
As in any battle, We will experience ups and downs, morale highs, as well as battle fatigue. Is there any advice, moves we should be making in reference to the campaign to get you back out here on the street?
Well, I would just urge people to, you know, continue the struggle because it is that. I mean, it's for people who are not active in it. They may see an article in the paper or hear something on the radio, and it'll come back to mind. But believe me, it's a struggle not just for me, but for many people, people whose names you know and some people whose name you don't know, people struggling in little ways that they can. You know, they might be putting out leaflets or speaking to friends or teachers talking to students. What is missed is the campaign of repression that goes against those people. For daring to speak out, you know, for daring to wear a T-shirt, for daring to read a book. Freedom ain't free, and freedom has to be exercised. It has to become an activity, or else it's just a word. And as we speak, I mean, we're literally living in a time where the state is using fascist powers and passing fascist laws, you know, very similar to what Nazi Germany did. I'm talking about the so-called Patriot Act, and I'm talking about the recently passed MCA, or Military Commission Act. You know, All of these things are profoundly repressive, and you know, the least that can be said about it is that it violates the Constitution. But, you know, when have they not violated the Constitution? In the past, they violated it under COINTELPRO. Well, they simply rewrote the laws. 9/11 gave them a perfect opportunity. So what used to be illegal when Fred Hampton Sr. was active in Chicago and the Black Panther Party was active in over 40 states and cities and branches has been made legal in the last 5-6 years or so. What does that tell you?
I was just, when you on your comments, I was just thinking about this statement that Minister U.E.P. Newton said in reference to the Constitution. He referred to it as pagan poetry. I just want all.
Yeah, it sounds good, don't it?
Yes, it does. Sounds real good.
Nice.
Other than battling the courts, what other state tools, what other apparatuses, you know what I'm saying, has the government been using to impede the process again for us in San Diego to get you back out in the community, whether the media or what have you? Can you comment on that?
Well, it's a war on all fronts. I mean, if I spoke of five fronts, then I would be ignoring 15 others. You know, the state uses what it has, which is the power of the purse on the one hand, the power of repression on the other, the power of wealth and money. So the state uses all of its resources, you see. So that's why I invite people to do what they feel they can do. It really is more of us than it is of them. But people, especially now, they feel like they can't make a difference or, you know, what they do doesn't count. Well, believe me, it does count. What every person does is important, so they have to, in a sense, follow their heart.
In the electoral political arena, there's been this news about the Democratic majority in the House of Representatives. And crazy as it sounds, in this day and age, I've encountered some people even breathing some sort of sigh of relief, talking about, well,
this call is from a correctional institution and is subject to monitoring and recording.
The Democrats are a majority now, so on and so forth. Can you comment, even with the contradictions in that?
Well, there are always contradictions in the ruling class in every state. The problem is that many of the people who either consider themselves or are considered progressives are actually what I call left-wing imperialists. We remember back in the year 2004, during the last presidential election. I mean, I keep repeating this to people because it shocks me. I remember John Kerry, the so-called Democratic or quasi-progressive candidate, saying during a debate that the U.S. needed to send over 40,000 new troops to Iraq. You know, what that did, of course, is it decimated the anti-war movement. And even though many millions of people who got out and voted against the war, that doesn't mean that the people that they voted for will actually do anything about that, you see. So, you know, we shall see. I mean, what will happen is what will happen. But already there are forces, you know, in the Democratic Party that are trying to quiet down those anti-war voices. They're talking about withdrawal to bases or repositioning or some other really pro-war strategy, because there are no good options, you dig, because both parties are corporate parties. Both parties really are running on sheer imperialism. So what can they do, you see?
Yes.
What can they do?
I'm a tag team with my comrade in this information. Comrade, yes, indeed. Okay. Revolutionary love and respect. We love you.
Love
respect
you.
We appreciate you. Free on me, Abu Jamal. Free them all. Dead to struggle, dead to win.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah. With all the evidence that points to your innocence, including Arnold Beverly's televised confession, the police coercion of witnesses before the trial, and Judge Szabo saying that he was going to help the government by way of the prosecutor, quote-unquote, fry the nigger, in reference to you, what do you have to say about this death row case as we fight for your life?
People who believe purely in the law are sometimes met with unbelief. They can't believe that the law hasn't done the right thing. And that's because they have a misunderstanding of the law. I mean, what has happened in my case has happened in other people's cases. The question is not the law, but the people. If people organize and people understand that it'll take the power of the people, you know, to change this thing, then they'll understand what they need to do. If they feel compelled, if they feel pushed, if they feel that this is the right thing to do. But, you know, if we know anything from history, we know that the law has been the force for the outlaw for hundreds of years for our people. I mean, right after the Civil War, the so-called Reconstruction Amendments were put in the Constitution. But for millions of our people all across the country, it was as if no such amendments were written because our people still couldn't vote. We were not free. We couldn't make contracts or have jobs or go to decent schools. You know, look at our condition today. So the law is one thing. The people are another. I rely on the people.
Black Panther political prisoner Herman Wallace of the Angola 3 recently had his conviction overturned after being held in solitary confinement for over three decades. Mm. What do victories like these mean to the black liberation movement?
Well, it means that dare to struggle, dare to win. If, you know, it didn't just happen, you know. That brother and his many supporters fought for many years. I mean, there was film made. People all across the country continue to work, you know, on his behalf. And, you know, many ex-Panthers came out to support that struggle. So, you know, it took struggle. It didn't just happen, you know. Everything that led...
This call is from a correctional institution and is subject to monitoring and recording.
Everything that led to his release could have been determined, what, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know. It wasn't like it was any new information. It was just one court said, oh, okay, you know. So, you know, dare to struggle, dare to win. People really have to understand that they do have power. They're not as powerless as the media or the politicians project them to be. People really have the power, but they have to believe they have the power, and then they have to act like they have the power.
You were listening to the voice of political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal as he was being interviewed on POCC Radio, The Block Report, with myself, the Minister of Information, JR, and Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. of the Prisoners of Conscience Committee. Until next time, we'll holla black. What's our call? Free them all.